This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's been another great year for stocks, but the big question is, what does 2025 hold for financial markets? I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. All right, let's bring on Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the Dow Theory Forecast newsletter in Hammond. Check out his website and give that website and telephone number, Chuck.
Sure. The website is horizoninvestment.com, and the phone number is 800-711-7969, 800-711-7969.
So check out the website. Hit Chuck up if you have a question. He's really good about taking the Gains listeners' calls or anybody who might have a question about the discussion here or on the WBBM Noon Business Hour. So, Chuck, as mentioned in the lead, what a year for stocks. I mean, a little bit of a fizzle here at the very tail end, but wow. What's your takeaway?
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, what, something the Dow's done, or the market's done something that we haven't seen since the 90s. It's been, and it just hasn't been, you know, stocks this year, Andy. We've seen nice gains and, you know, geez, gold, Bitcoin, the whole nine yards. So this was a good year to have money invested in something. And, you know, hopefully we can see more of the same in 2025.
Yeah, everything was up. I think the only thing that I saw that some of the gains listeners might dabble in is, pot stocks. Anything else that you, pot stocks, I mean, yeah, you took it to the chin hardcore, but I look across the market, in stocks, and as you mentioned, in crypto, in a ton of areas, you really couldn't go wrong, and a lot of stuff marched higher. And I guess that brings to the big question that we have today. Is 2025, to me, the market seems a little pricey. Does this momentum continue, or do we give a little bit back here? Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think first off, the point worth mentioning is just because the market has had two really good years doesn't mean that it can't have another decent year in 2025. Don't evaluate the market going forward by, in effect, looking at the rearview mirror. I mean, you don't drive a car that way.
That's that's a great point. You know, just because, you know, looking over the last 2 years, I mean, you've had stocks have plus 20% gains for 2 years, and that kind of movement can make things seem a little more expensive because they are compared to what they were a couple of years ago. But that isn't a way of gauging valuation. I'm glad you brought that up. Continue, Chuck.
Yeah. So, again, at the end of the day, whether stocks, you know, rise or fall, is not what it's done the last couple of years, but, you know, it depends on, you know, those three engines we talk about incessantly here. It's inflation, interest rates, and corporate profits. And, you know, as long as you can get kind of a net bullish case for those three engines through the course of the following year, you know, you should be able to have a decent year. You know, keep in mind, while 2024 was an anomaly in a sense of how strong it was relative to long run average return for stocks, which is around 10%, stocks do go up, Andy, on average 3 out of every 4 years. So when you go back, going back to 1926. So, you know, anytime you go into a new year and make an argument or state that the market is going to be going lower, you're bucking basically a pretty established long-term trend. That's not to say it can't happen, but again, historical odds favor a rising market. Now, is it going to go up 20% next year? Is it going to go up more than that? You know, that will be tough to achieve because I think you mentioned, you know, valuations probably are a little bit stretched in certain areas, and it's unlikely you're going to get, you know, significant multiple earnings multiple expansion in 2025, especially if inflation kind of continues to be a little sticky where it is, which means, you know, the rise is going to depend and stock prices will depend almost exclusively on a rise in corporate profits. Now, I think corporate profits will go up next year, but if you're thinking corporate profits in the aggregate may go up, you know, 5 to 7% next year, then looking at it, maybe a 5 to 7% return in the market is probably more realistic. But I still think you can make money in stocks, and I still think stocks represent, you know, an attractive asset class versus other asset areas. So I think it could be a decent year next year or in 2025.
And in 2025, as we're heading into it, the Dow theory is still very bullish. And let's touch on that real quick, Chuck.
It is. The Dow theory is bullish. The last major signal under the Dow theory was a reconfirmation of the bullish trend that occurred in late November, early December, when both the Dow Jones Industrial and Dow Jones Transportation averages both went to new all-time highs. So that's the last major signal to key off of, and that was firmly in the bullish camp. Now, what we've had since then in the month of December has been pretty much what we feel is a decline within an ongoing bull market. So it's a bull market correction. And this correction kind of fits the parameters of typical bull market corrections. They typically last anywhere from 3 weeks to 3 months. They typically retrace 1/3 to 2/3 of the advance since the previous bull market correction low. And finally, they tend to scare the heck out of investors, and in doing so, take some of the froth out of the market. And that's what we're certainly seeing right now. So, you know, again, these things always feel dangerous. They always feel like maybe it's the beginning of the end. They're scary. All of those things are what they exactly are supposed to be doing. And this correction has been doing that. So, you know, we have not seen anything in this pullback that indicates to us that it's anything but a pullback within an ongoing bull market.
And as you always say, we let the market tell us when things start changing, and believe me, it will.
It will. You know, now, if people are kind of looking at, okay, well, where, Chuck, do you think maybe things can start to bottom out here? You know, that would, you know, going back to the 1/3 to 2/3 retracement, I think a 2/3 worst case retracement for the Dow Jones Industrial Average is probably somewhere in the 41,000 level. I think a 2/3 retracement for the Dow Jones Transportation Average is right about where it is now. So I think, you know, we're probably very close, if not at the bottom in terms of a bottoming range for the Dow Jones Transportation Average, and the industrials may have another, you know, 1,000 points, 1,500, 2,000 points from where they are now, that they could go lower. But, you know, we haven't hit the lowest low points that you would expect in a correction. Market may not get there, but there is still, you know, I guess my point is that, you know, while this has felt painful, it's not out of the ordinary. It's actually, it's been very ordinary in terms of a market correction, and people should treat it as such.
In fact, I think it's very healthy for the market at this point to, you know, kind of shoo some people out and get the reset. We're going to take a quick break. We'll hit Chuck up with some stock ideas on the other side. But hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesday mornings. We'll be right back with Chuck after the break.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Back with Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services, and check out their website, horizoninvestment.com. Again, that's horizoninvestment.com. Again, Chuck, throw that number for the Gains listeners.
Sure, that number is 800-711-7969.
All right, and hit Chuck up if you have any questions. Let's talk individual stocks and that kind of thing. And one thing I'm going to ask you, even just during the podcast, you know, markets are, we're still waiting for the year to wrap up. This is New Year's Eve. So I'm going to hit probably at the end of this week. Is it okay, Chuck, if I hit you up and we do some kind of podcast on the dogs of the Dow? Because that's certainly an interesting thing. So sorry to put you on the spot here. I kind of figured you'd be cool with that. We're going to talk about it on the noon business hour when we get back from the New Year's break. But I want to do a specific podcast on that, Dogs of the Dow. It's a really interesting investment concept that Chuck and I will talk about here in the next couple days. So just a little teaser there. Okay, let's talk about individual stock sectors going into the new year. What areas do you see of the market poised to maybe do a little better than other areas, since we're just talking, you know, individual company stocks and sectors?
Yeah, I you know, again, you sound like a broken record whenever you say the word tech, but the fact of the matter is, you know, there's a reason why technology-related stocks have done well over the last several years, and a big reason is that's where the growth has been. And it's hard for me to say to see that growth necessarily stopping in 2025. So I think to have some tech stocks in your portfolio still makes a heck of a lot of sense. And now, I would still be a buyer of quality tech stocks on declines.
Yeah, I was going to say, now, when you're talking tech stocks, are you talking old school Microsoft, which has been very interesting as of late, over the last year? Or are you talking the, NVIDIAs, the Palantirs, the front runners? When you're talking, what portion of tech do you think out of the front runners or the old school are best poised at this point?
Yeah, I think, you look at things stock by stock. So, for example, the NVIDIA may very well be a stock next year to consider as that stock pulls back into what is a more attractive valuation range. If you and I are having a conversation in March and, the market's had a further pullback and I can buy NVIDIA for, 25 times its 2026 earnings estimates, that might be a stock I'll be seriously taking a look at. You mentioned Microsoft, which is a really interesting stock in a sense that, that has been kind of left behind a little bit from the other kind of Magnificent Seven type high-tech NVIDIAs of the world stocks. And it's been a bit of a laggard, and it'll be interesting to see if that stock can come back in 2025. I kind of think it will. As investors kind of look in the tech area at some stocks that maybe have been a little sluggish, but have kind of grown into their valuation, so to speak, a little bit more, and investors are willing to put some money into them. So I think Microsoft is an interesting stock. One stock that I continue to like in the technology space is Alphabet, because, again, I think it's one of the stocks in that space that still offers an attractive valuation. I mean, you can buy Alphabet at 2021 times 2025 earnings estimates. I'll buy that stock all day long at that valuation. Yes, I know there's, regulatory headwinds. Yes, I know there's concerns over competition in the search business. But, I mean, you're talking about a company with tremendous financial firepower, tremendous innovation, a lot of optionality in some of their bets. I mean, their Waymo autonomous automobile business. I mean, Tesla gets tons of credit for what they're doing in that space. And Waymo's business is way far ahead of Tesla's in that space, and they don't get nearly the credit for that Alphabet does, I believe. So I think there's a lot of, kickers in the Alphabet world that can really kind of drive that stock to higher prices. So again, I think tech is interesting. I think financials, as long as interest rates don't get too crazy in 2025 in either direction, quite frankly, I think in the current interest rate environment, where the interest rates are, coupled with an economy that is decent, I think that's a nice backdrop for financials, non-financials, or non-banks such as an American Express, or banks such as some regional banks. I think Northern Trust is an interesting stock in this space. I think financials, I think tech. And then finally, it'd be interesting to see if healthcare can kind of get out from under its own weight. I know there's a lot of, it hasn't exactly been the most popular area. It seems like it gets picked on a lot by both political parties in terms of pharmaceutical costs, drug costs, hospital fees, et cetera. But there's probably some reasonable valuations in that group. An interesting stock is Bristol-Myers Squibb, which you can buy at, 8 times earnings and has a yield of 3-4%, and has an interesting franchise in schizophrenia medications. That's an interesting stock to me. So I think stock by stock, I think there's opportunities in virtually every sector, but I think those three areas, healthcare, financials, and tech, are especially interesting.
I'll throw one at you, a little bit under the weather, so to speak. Energy. And I actually see an opportunity there and wanted to see if you do as well.
Yeah, that it certainly is poised for a potential comeback, given that has been kind of a sluggish area. That one is a little bit tougher for me to kind of handicap, Andy. And okay. I'll tell you, it on the one hand, everybody thinks oil prices are going to be coming down, and that's a tough environment for oil related energy related stocks when energy prices are declining. People think that I guess the incoming president, drill baby drill, there's going to be more supply, not enough demand, prices are going to fall. But I also get really nervous when people have a consensus opinion on what's going to happen with energy prices, because
they're always wrong, right? The opposite happens. I love being a contrarian. I'm a bit of a contrarian. That's why I threw that out there.
That's a field to be a contrarian in. I'm not going to discard your idea of energy stocks. They're certainly cheaper. You've got, a stock like ExxonMobil that's, down trading around $100 a share.
And you get a good dividend to hold the stock while you wait for the recovery.
Exactly. So, I have no problem if people want to look at that space. One of the stocks that I do like in the energy space a lot is a company, OKE is the symbol. I pronounce it 1-0. Again, the symbol's OKE, and you can figure out how to say it yourself. But that's an energy stock that I'm a fan of, and that has pulled back in line with the group. So, if you are looking for some areas in the market that have underperformed, that have been sluggish, but there's probably value there, and there's certainly dividend streams there. I wish I'd have thought of the energy sector. So, kudos to you, and I think there's opportunities there.
And as we wrap up today's Gains podcast, and again, I'm going to tease the fact that Chuck and I are going to talk dogs of the Dow very soon. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be, we'll do that at the beginning of the year here. But, just the final takeaway today from our discussion as we head into 2025 and, stocks going forward.
Well, I think 2024 proved the point that it is, block out the noise. And there was tons of noise with an election, with a divided country, with wars, et cetera. Block out the noise, focus on what matters. And what matters are those three things: inflation, interest rates, and corporate profits. Stay on the right side of the market's primary trend based on the Dow theory, which has been bullish, and you can do well in the market. As we go into 2025, just keep that in mind. Block out the noise, focus on those three engines, and stay on the right side of the market's primary trend, which is still bullish, and I think you'll do fine in 2025 as well.
And we'll have Chuck Carlson guide us throughout 2025. Big thanks to Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services. And check out the website, horizoninvestment.com. And Chuck, give that number one last time for the Gains listeners.
Sure. That number is 800-711-7969. 800-711-7969.
All right. That's going to wrap up a great 2024. Happy New Year's, everybody. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If that's an option for you, I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesday mornings, but we are going to come out with a special Dogs of the Dow podcast here in the next couple of days. So look out for that as well. And I will see you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.